When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Dugout. My name is Ben. I'm joined with Justin once again. Today we have an intriguing topic. We are heading into the MLB offseason. It's approaching. Obviously, we have the playoffs to get through, which will be exciting. But the big topic offseason for this offseason, of course, is that of Shohei Ohtani and where he will end up and how much he's going to get paid, which that number looks like. It's going down a bit based off the injury, but we'll get into that later. But in talking about Shohei Ohtani, everyone knows that Shohei is indeed a unicorn. Really haven't seen anybody do what he's done besides Babe Ruth. But even back then, there's Babe Ruth didn't really play against the talent that Shohei Ohtani is playing against.
Exactly.
And as well as Babe Ruth didn't pitched too many seasons. He pitched three full seasons, and then fourth half season, and that's pretty much it. Which Shohei is, do we think Shohei's passed that yet? He has.
I think he's pretty close, if not past it yet, for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Definitely.
Obviously, he's had the one Tommy John, and he's getting another UCL surgery here again, but hopefully we see him back in 2025 on the mound. Obviously we'll see him at the plate next year, but in talking about that, this has been a big discussion. Obviously there's been a lot of two-way players, in college baseball, over the history, not many translate. A lot of them choose. There's one guy from Louisville, Brandon McKay, a few years ago. He was a big two-way guy, and he got drafted by the Rays as a two-way. Didn't end up panning out as a hitter as well. But it's very hard to do both. The workload that you have to manage pitching wise, and then obviously hitting wise, and staying on top of hitting. It's crazy how Shohei does it at such a high level. But in talking about that, it brings up a good question of, will there ever be another Shohei Ohtani?
It's a great question, for sure. I think at the very least what Shohei has done, I think to your point, he makes it look easy. So I think a lot of people are like, oh, cool, we could see this all over the place now. And I just don't think that's going to be the case. But I think what he's done is he's probably going to give some people with that capability the opportunity. Even back in the day, I feel like if somebody could do both, it was like a Rick Ankiel, it was like, well, you got to pick your lane. And now I think that, exactly. Organizations will be like, yo, we can get two stellar players and essentially in one person. Let's move forward with this. So I think at the very least, Shohei has opened that door for sure.
It's almost like the NFL discussion, right? Like someone asked Bill Belichick this the other day, but it's like, why don't you have a kicker that kicks field goals, kickoffs, and punts at the same time? And it's because there's a lot to folks. Obviously, kicking is a lot different than pitching and hitting in a Major League Baseball game. It's a lot simpler at face value, but these are specialized things. Like being an everyday Major League hitter is hard as it is, and then being an ace of a pitching staff is as hard as it is by itself, never mind doing both.
Yeah.
But there is a name floating around college baseball right now. He was, he's not draft eligible. I think he's draft eligible this coming year.
Yep.
He plays at the University of Florida, so high level baseball. It's not like he's doing this in the mid major. Like he's playing high level SEC baseball. Yep. That is Jack Caglione. He's probably the closest we're gonna get at this point. I mean, just looking at this season, he hit 33 home runs this year, hit 323, and this is as a sophomore too. 33 homers, 323. He slugged 730 and had an OPS of 1,126, which is, incredible as it is. And then on the mound, he went 7-4. His ERA got inflated towards the end of the year. He got a little gas at the end of the year, but the first half of the season was incredible. He had 87 strikeouts, over 18 games, which is 74 innings, which again, I mean, that's impressive as it is. And, you know, he's only going to move into a bigger role. I mean, he was a Sunday starter too, which, you know, if you're a weekend starter in the SEC, that's pretty big.
Yep.
He has a long way to go to be in Shohei Ohtani's, you know, realm of being a two way. Obviously Shohei did it professionally in Japan, which, you know, is usually compared to AAA baseball. But that, I mean, this brings up the discussion, like, can Caglianone be another Shohei Ohtani? Will a team draft him with that intention, or are they strictly going to, I mean, his offensive numbers, of course, were, you know, he's the University of Florida's home run, single season home run king, which is impressive. If you go down the list of, you know, who play, especially like he broke Pete Alonso's record, which, yeah, you know, you're talking about Pete Alonso, who is 50 home runs in a major league season. One of the best power bats in the league.
100%.
So will a team take their chance? I mean, is he going to get drafted as a hitter, or will he be drafted as a two-way? And then if he's drafted as a hitter, will some team along the line say, you know, let's put him on the mound?
Let's try it out. Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see. I mean, he's touching 99 miles per hour. You know, he struck out more than 10 batters per nine. And so, again, like we talked about earlier, I think, like, with that, he certainly now has the opportunity. You know, obviously baseball is heavily metric-driven analytics. So it's like, hey, if we can try to squeeze this guy in two different areas on the field and get some production out of that, like, let's do that. It just, I think for him is going to be dependent on who takes him, who drafts him, and who's like, hey, do you want to do this one? You know, whether or not, because like you said earlier, even with the kicker, punter, you know, pitcher, batter comparison, I think people are like, oh, why don't you just have, you know, everybody do kind of both or do multiple things? But we're talking about the highest level of baseball here. So, and this is a global sport, unlike the NFL. So you're talking about from all over the world, like, maybe who's going to be, you know, that lead pitcher. It's tough to do both for sure.
I mean, kind of as you alluded to earlier, is, you know, Shohei has opened the door to two-way players when that door wasn't really open before. A name that comes to my mind specifically is Bobby Dalbec at Arizona. I mean, he was Arizona's ace. And you know, the days he wasn't pitching, he was hitting three hole for them in the College World Series. And when it came time to drafting him, no one really ever thought about putting Bobby Dalbec on the mound ever again. You know, they saw the bat, and, you know, they kind of choose the one you're better at, and you know, they don't choose to develop the pitching, and they just kind of throw it to the side, which now, like, with the emergence of Shohei Ohtani, like, I think we might start seeing teams, you know, take that more seriously. Maybe not in a top 10 scale, but they're certainly going to take some flyers, you know, later in the rounds. Find a gem, find a unicorn like Shohei. Obviously, Shohei wasn't, you know, anything hidden out of Japan, but I think now, what just the emergence of what he's done, it's going to open the door. And I do think that what he's doing, like, is one of a kind. I personally don't think that we'll see a Shohei ever again, but I do think we're going to see teams try for sure. I definitely think that, like, I think Caglianone will get his shot on the mound professionally and at the plate. Do I think it'll be in a capacity as like Shohei? Probably not.
Yeah.
I think also, if you're just looking at the Angels, it's a lot different for the Angels, right? Like, if, you know, Shohei Ohtani was on the Braves, I think this is a much different conversation, because I think, you know, they focus more on his hitting and you know, the pitching takes, like, he would pitch, but he's definitely not their ace, and he's, you know, they're definitely not stretching him as much as the Angels are, just because, you know, that's really all they've had the past few years besides him and Trout, and, you know, Trout's been hurt as well. So I think that also plays into it as well. I think just wherever he ends up this offseason, I think it's going to be a lot different than what he was in the Angels. I personally am a big voucher for, I think he should just move into a bullpen role.
Yeah.
I think he should just be like kind of what he did in the World Baseball Classic this season. Like, you know, at this point, he's now had two major elbow surgeries. He's probably, you know, you don't, and that's the thing, is like, you don't want to keep running into these issues where it's going to take him out of the lineup as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's,
because if you're
30.
Losing one, you still want to have the other.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if you're going to lose the pitching, you don't want to lose him as a hitter as well. So don't, you know, you might as well not stretch him. And I think wherever he ends up next, I think he's going to take a big step back in that role. Is he going to lose a little money this offseason? Probably. He'll probably lose a little bit just because of the injury. I think teams are going to look at him and say, look, you know, he's had two elbow surgeries at this point. You know, he's 30. Yes, he's probably one of the most athletic people on the planet.
Yeah.
And you know, yes, he's bounced back from before, but like, let's put it in the grand scheme of things. He's probably not a $700 million player anymore. He's probably closer in the 500s. Especially if you're only paying for, you know, a relief role, which I think would be a great for him. There's no knock about that, obviously. If he could move into a closer role, all the power to him. I mean, it's pretty easy. You know, you DH him and then you put him in at the end of the game. It's very simple.
Absolutely.
But back to Caglianone, like, again, I think a big thing with Caglianone is just load management, right? Like, you talk about, you know, running backs in college football. Like, you look at, like, the top running backs. You know, the guys that put up a lot of numbers usually won't last as long. So I think when you look at Caglianone, I think when he's coming out, I think it's going to really end up being how much has he pitched in college, how fresh is he, and how willing are we to commit our organization to a player that may or may not burn out quickly, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. Yeah, no, and I think that's a part of it, right? Like, I think what people forget too, like what you alluded to, is Shohei was doing this basically in another professional league. So when he came over to the MLB, that was probably part of his negotiation with whoever was going to sign him, is like, I want to pitch. So he held some power there, and that's, you know, the right. Angels are like, okay, yeah, well, we want to sign you. So yeah, we'll let you do that. I think exactly what you said. I think if we do start to see more two-way players, it'll be in a bullpen capacity, just because it makes sense, right? If you're like throwing seven innings, you know, every fifth day, and also taking 3, 4, 5 ABs every day, like, that's a lot on your body, as we've seen with Shohei already. I think with Caglianone, it's just going to be dependent on, all right, do they give him that opportunity in A-ball? And if he, you know, doesn't do well right off the get-go, are they going to give him time to develop? And if you're taking a guy like top five, like right. we were talking about before, yeah. do you want to risk that investment? I you know, I think for him, does he have the capability? Yes, but I think it's going to be a lot of refinement involved in that. And whether or not that team wants to risk their, you know, $10 million investment on their top five pick, I think that'll remain to be seen. And if it does, I would agree with you. I see it more of a bullpen capacity, just to ensure that, hey, this guy's going to drop 30 plus home runs probably a year. At least that's what he's done in college. We want to make sure he does that. So if pitching is in any way going to take away from that,
yeah.
then we want to be kind of careful there. And I think teams will be very hesitant, especially with what we've seen from Shohei as of late. But, you know, again, there's probably some lowly teams, you know, say he gets drafted by the A's like third overall or something like that. And they're like, you know, we could really use the ticket sales here. Let's go ahead and make sure we have an attempt to get them going two ways. Like, then maybe he has that time.
Yeah, it is a great point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll also come down to metric wise too. Like, if he has good metrics analytically and just, you know, all the new age stuff, spin rate, like whatever, percentiles, whatnot. If he comes out of college with good metrics and a team likes the metrics, I think they'll give him the shot. And I think as long as the metrics continue, and there's no like drop off, I think that's where they're going to find, you know, the room to work with it. Like, I think that if, like, let's say Caglianone goes out next, like, he pitched 74 innings last year. You know, let's say he stays at school for the next 2 years and pitches another 80 innings.
Yeah.
You know, this is similar to like the Jack Leiter, Kumar Rocker thing, is like, they pitched so much that it's hard to put an investment on a pitcher when they have that many innings under their belt. And then especially like even if you go back and consider high school, I mean, that's why high school arms get paid so much, because they're fresher. And, you know, you can look at the metrics and work with that and not necessarily the innings and be able to save that a little bit in the minors. So I think it's really all going to depend on how much he ends up pitching at Florida. Obviously, it's the University of Florida. You know, they're going to have arms they can use. And again, like, not to say that he can't handle it and can't do it, but you know, how willing is he personally, like, to commit himself to doing, but I mean, it's a big task. You have to commit a lot of time to it. Yeah. Probably more than other people have to commit to, you know, hitting or pitching. Like, if you're committing to both, it's a lot. I mean, you gotta train differently. Like, you know, a hitter trains much. I mean, especially from my experience, like, hitters lift differently than pitchers. So if you're lifting like a pit, like you can't lift as a hitter and be a pitcher. You can lift as a pitcher and be a hitter, but how much is that going to take away from him? Especially at, you know, especially when the seasons get longer, you know, in professional baseball, you know, there's less off days. I mean, you're playing 4 to 5 games a week in college, at, you know, at the peak of it, you're playing maybe 5, 6, sometimes 7, once you hit the professional leagues, and it's obviously a lot longer of a season, and there's more training, you know, during the off season. So how much time is Jack Caglione willing to commit to that? Or is he just going to say, I want to choose one and I want to make hitter money or I want to make pitcher money? I mean, either way, hitter and pitcher money these days is huge. Yeah. And then, you know, obviously we're going to see, you know, our first two-way contract this offseason, and, you know, we'll see how that turns out. But, you know, we have hitters getting paid $400 million as itself. And, you know, Shohei will probably minimum hit that. We'll probably see him in the 500 range. So does he say, let's just take the safe route, let's choose one, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. But I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I feel confident that, like, I don't think we're going to see a Shohei again.
Yeah.
No, and that's, I agree. It's hard to say because it's a pathway. And a lot of times, like, I come back to Lamar Jackson, right? Like, his first couple years in the league were unprecedented. I mean, we had seen a little bit with Vic, and I feel like that's kind of like you go back to Babe Ruth. Like, you see a little bit, and then things start to happen, and, you know, the contract, you know, gets held out just because it's hard to pay a player that you haven't, there's nothing you can fall back on, right? Like, I can go look at 7 Justin Herberts and Josh Allens and say, this is how their careers usually end up. Yep. So I can confidently put my investment for 5, 6, 7 years on it. I can't go back and look. Like, obviously Michael Vick had his own, you know,
yeah,
things off the field that were much different, but, you know, how many Lamar Jacksons are there in football, and how many Shoheis are there in baseball? I can't confidently go look and put my investment down on a unicorn, no matter how good the player is. But it's hard for me to say, I'm going to pay you for 7 years and I'm going to give you $500 million because it hasn't been done. So yeah, it's going to come down to, like, both the Shohei contract and Caglione coming out, like, is it something an organization is willing to take the risk on?
Yeah. No, absolutely. And yeah, I totally agree with that, because it, you know, the reason it's so exciting is because we've never seen it. But the reason that you'd be hesitant as a GM or as a team, like, investing heavily into it, is because you've never seen it. So you don't necessarily know the ending to that story yet. And I think, like, you bring up an excellent point with Caglione, where, you know, we're asking the question, like, hey, is the team going to let him do it? But for him, you know, he's going to be 21, getting drafted, going into the league, and then how long does he want to stay in the minors before he gets to the bigs, before he can start talking contracts later on? Because how many times have you heard, like, a prospect, like, yeah, he's got the bat, but he isn't there fielding, so he's in AAA for that reason. So if you're Caglione and he's crushing at the plate,
right,
and
exactly,
then he's really trying to work on pitching, you know, so then it's like he gets there 24, 25, maybe he doesn't hit his contract. So there's a lot of factors there as well. And I think a lot of it probably will be tied to how this ending part of Shohei's career ends up, right? So, like, even if he's a fantastic, you know, DH, which I think he'll continue to be, but if he comes back and he's not necessarily like an elite closer or a bullpen arm or so on and so forth, then at that point, I think teams are like, listen, unless this person's going to be elite, which is, as we've already talked about, insanely rare, it's like, I can go get another just PO that's going to go ahead and get me that same metric, and I don't have to worry about, you know, my $400 million hitter getting hurt because he wants to pitch. So there's a ton of different factors there. And I'm very curious to see. I think, again, to your point with teams, they're very much like, I want to know for sure, like, what am I most confident about, how the trajectory of a career is going to go. And since Shohei's so new, until they have seen that, and even then, I think it's going to be pretty risky in their eyes.
Right.
And then you want to have the player buy-in. So I think it's just kind of right time, right situation in terms of Shohei, especially he came from a pro league. It's not like he's coming out trying to develop through the minor league system and stuff like that. So
right,
there's a lot of different factors here. I think right now, Caglione sticks out because he's got that raw talent. But to your point earlier, in terms of metrics and stuff, I mean, through his first 41 innings pitching this year, he had 41, either, you know, a combination of 41 walks and hit batters. So it's like, all right, cool. On paper, for us watching it, we're like, this guy rocks. But then the MLB team's like, he's putting people on base, walking, hitting his controls kind of all over the place. Like, is it really worth the time? So, yeah, I think it'll be, no matter who it is, whether it's Caglione or somebody down the line that we're unaware of yet, it's going to be a difficult path. And I think for both the team and the player, they're going to really want to have to do it and stay committed to it for it to work.
Yeah, and to your point, like when teams are diving deeper into, you know, Caglione's numbers, as opposed to just, you know, a fan who's taking it at face value and seeing what he's doing, like it's easy for us as fans to sit here and say, like, you know, he's doing what Shohei's doing. But like you have to, like, back to your point, like that to me is like kind of the proof in the pudding that, you know, he's not training like Shohei is. It's just natural talent. And it's natural talent against 80% of people who won't touch a major league field or even get drafted. So pairing that with what I said earlier about like how willing is Caglione to committing to, and I'm not saying he doesn't work on pitching because he obviously works on pitching, but how willing is he to fully commit like his life to being a two-way player? And that sounds like I'm not saying he should commit his life to being a two-way player and entertain us, but when you dive deeper into the numbers and you look at the smaller things that the MLB teams will be looking at, like, yeah, that's the concerning part is how willing is he going to be to take this head on? And I think the next difficult part, kind of, again, like you alluded to again, like, you know, you see arms move through the minors, usually college arms. You'll see them move through the minors a little faster. Yeah, you see college bats move, you know, pretty fast. Obviously, the Angels had a guy this year, their first round pick, you know.
Yeah.
Move up very fast, and their first round pick last year, Nito, moved up really fast too.
Yep.
But that's another thing that's going to happen, right? So let's say Caglione gets drafted next year. He goes 10th overall, wherever. And his pitching, let's say his pitching works. In a perfect world, his pitching works out. He's in Double A, putting up incredible numbers. And, you know, we get to a point where we need bullpen help and we want to call him up. But his bat's not there.
Yeah.
His bat's not major league ready, but his arm is major league ready.
Yep.
So are you going to call a player up for help and not hit him? So now what you're doing is you're putting that hitting development to the side because he's not getting major league at bats. And if he was getting major league at bats, it's probably not going to help him very much. Like that's a very common thing is, you know, rushing a player and getting up to the majors and they struggle and it sets them back.
Yeah.
Is a team going to want to take that risk of one throwing one of the developments away to utilize the other one, whichever one it is, that in a major league season, or are they willing to sacrifice not bringing him up for help just to develop something that may not fully develop?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing is like the it's a double edged sword. The flip side of that is you don't bring up his arm, and, you know, the next year you can look back hindsight 2020 and say, you know, his hitting's not developing at all. We should have just called him up.
Yeah.
And we should have just scrapped it.
Yep.
So again, like the more you like dive into it and the more you uncover and the more you think about the scenarios of just how perfect of a storm Shohei Ohtani was for the Angels and for Major League Baseball, like There's a lot to go into it. Like it has to be a surefire that Caglione is going to pitch and hit, and that he's going to do it full time, and he's going to excel at it, for a team to make that commitment. And like sitting here right now, I'm not sure I can say that confidently. Obviously, we'll be able to see him next year, and you know, see how much he improves. But it has to be a perfect storm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, and I think like an underrated part, like we've discussed already, but a huge underrated part when people, and especially fans, like look at Shohei, is he came over super refined. Like everything we're talking about going through the minor leagues. I mean, Shohei's playing pro ball in a different country, but when he got over here, like he had taken those pro reps for pitching, for batting. Like to your point, Caglione, no, and say like, yeah, we need bullpen help. He's crushing it at the plate. And in the bullpen, but like in college, he recorded 3.5 times more strikeouts than walks. So then you put him in a big league show and he's, you know, crushing in the bullpen or at least helpful as an arm. And then you're putting him up to bat too, but he's not ready for that. Then it's like, okay, well now we got to send this guy back down. His development's messed up now. Maybe he doesn't ever recover properly. And that's somebody you took top five. You know, I can definitely see hesitancy from teams in terms of like wanting to do that. Especially like, you know, say a team like the Angels is like, we lost Shohei in free agency. We want another one. Let's go get Caglianone. You just mentioned there are two other rookies. They're already in the bigs. And to do something like this, you'd have to be just an otherworldly talent with an otherworldly work ethic. Like you said, like it would have to be 24/7 your life to be able to be like, yeah, in 12 months, I'm going to be a pro pitcher and a pro hitter in Major League Baseball that brings the best talent in the world, you know, onto 30 teams. So, yeah, I think, you know, like you said, I think we got kind of a unicorn. It makes it more exciting because obviously he's, you know, he makes people that don't have never cared about baseball interested in baseball, which I think is super great for the game. And that's why it's like, who could we see? But to your point from earlier, I think even Babe Ruth, Jack Caglianone, like they're taking at-bats from like future accountants, right? Or, you know, back in the day, Babe Ruth's, you know, probably hitting off like a plumber that on a side job that's pitching. So I think like it gets lost a little bit on how special Shohei's been. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. It's got, like you said, take a lot of commitment from both sides for this to really kind of pan out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's I don't think we'll see one come out of college. I think that's it's just too big of a gap. Even a guy like Skeens, right? Like Skeens was a hitter at Air Force and he was really good at it. And then he goes to LSU and he just pitches. And again, like I think LSU even said, like realized that, like, you know, we have to choose one or the other here because he's a great hitter and he's a great pitcher. But like, what do we see more upside with? And like, and also just like, what does the player want to do? Like again, as we've been saying, like it's a lot. Like Shohei's wanted to do this,
yeah.
And I'm sure Skeens, like, you know, there's a world where Skeens wants to hit, but I think he realizes that it's a one in, you know, however many baseball players have ever touched the game, especially at a higher level. Like, if you think about all the college players that have played, all the players in Japan, all the players in the Dominican, like whatever it may be. I mean, there's one Shohei Ohtani, and then you can say maybe one Babe Ruth. Like Babe Ruth did it for a couple of years, so maybe two out of millions of players who have, you know, been close to professional baseball or in professional baseball. So I think you have to just make that sacrifice and say, I can be a top five pick as a pitcher, so I'm just going to do that. And I think Caglianone's going to probably make that decision closer to the draft, or a team's going to make that decision for him and say, like, you know, we're going to draft you as a hitter. If there's a world of possibility where you're going to get some, we could try and get you some innings, sure, we'll try. But that's not going to be our focus. You're not going to train that way. And, you know, you're not coming in to be the next Shohei. I think the only reasonable possibility we see getting another Shohei is an international player, you know, who, you know, especially in like the DR and things like that. Like the DR, you go to the Major League Baseball academies when you're 16 years old and that's what you do for your life.
Yeah.
Japan, you go play the pro Japan thing. So, I mean, that's when you're playing professionally and you're playing talent that also translates to MLB and is the closest to the MLB you possibly can. I mean, because that's the thing is like college baseball is far off from professional yeah. baseball, whether it's Japanese, whether it's AAA, single A, double A, it's far off.
Yeah.
You're using metal bats. You know, a lot of guys are going to be accountants in the next year.
Yep.
It's hard. And I think Shohei came over at what, 25, 26?
I think he might.
So he had four years on Caglianone coming out.
Yep.
So, you know, you have to take that in consideration. Like he was doing it for 4 to 5 years professionally. Caglianone's going to be, you know, 21, 22 when he comes out doing it in college. So to me, I don't know if we'll see one. I think he's the closest we have right
for
now.
Sure.
And he could. He has the ability to do it. It's a matter of one, it's load management. Two, it's willingness from both player and team. And three, there's just a lot of moving parts. Like everything has to, you have to line up your pitching and hitting development at the same time, or else you're going to have to lose one or the other, or the team's going to have to make a sacrifice, you know, for the immediate time, you know, success wise in the majors, they're going to have to make a sacrifice to let you develop a little longer.
Yeah.
Which some teams may, I mean, there's going to be like, especially if you're drafting near the bottom, like let's say the Nationals get him.
Yeah.
You know, and he's ready to go pitching wise. There's no rush to bring him up. But obviously there's, you know, especially with the lottery now, you know, there's teams that will be in the postseason hunt that pick in the top 10,
yeah.
Like the Red Sox. So there's just a lot, there's too many moving parts to say confidently if Jack Caglianone will be the next Shohei Ohtani, but there is reason to believe and have hope that he certainly could.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. I think right time, right place is, you know, just imperative for this to even have a chance at working. So agreed. I think that for him specifically, that'll really be the best case or the best chance for that to happen. And then outside of him, I agree. I think it'll take some 16-year-old, you know, international player that's like, I want to do this, and a team saying, okay, cool, man, take 5 years. We'll see you when you're 21 and now you're developed. You know, again, so it'll be interesting to see. I think he's our best shot right now, but like you said, right time, right place is going to be huge for that. Us here at the Dugout Podcast stay busy trying to keep up with all the latest scores and who might be entering the postseason. And with the busy fall season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days like us. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. This October, you'll be busy trying to follow all the latest MLB playoff scores, so get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. Ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. I recently tried the black pepper and sage pork chop with smoked cheddar Brussels sprouts and creamy broccoli, and it was an absolute home run by Factor. Need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle a busy autumn? Try protein plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving and take your diet to an MVP level. Head to factormeals.com/dugout50 and use code dugout50 to get 50% off. That's code dugout50 at factormeals.com/dugout50 to get 50% off.
All right, so final thoughts. I think we're both on board with the fact that Caglianone has the talent, but it's a long shot. And that Shohei Ohtani really is just a unicorn.
Yeah, he's I would say like a shooting star. It's something that's amazing. People want to see more of, but it's special for a reason. It's because you don't see it a lot, and it'll be hard to see another one anytime soon, I think. I think we're both on the same page with that for sure.
Yeah, obviously it'd be great to see another. I think, you know, all fans of baseball would like to see another. And, you know, even fans not of baseball, you know, everyone has enjoyed Shohei Ohtani's greatness. It's very unprecedented in all of sports. You know, I think a cool thing is, you know, I think we're starting to see a little bit in football now too. Like, we see Travis Hunter playing wide receiver and cornerback. We've seen it with Deion before.
Yep.
And that's just something that, you know, you can really applaud and just watch and enjoy. And I think it's a good thing for sports, but hoping to see another. Caglianone could be the next.
Yeah.
It's a long shot, but I think we just have to kind of enjoy what they're both doing in their respective leagues at face value.
Yeah, exactly. Appreciate the greatness. You know, even if Caglianone comes up and he's great in one aspect, just appreciate that too. But especially with Shohei, just appreciate what we're witnessing right now for sure.
100%. Well, thank you for joining me again this week, Justin. We will be back with another episode relatively soon, hopefully with some playoff recap and things of that nature. And we'll hop into a pretty exciting offseason. I think there's not many great free agents, but I think that's an opportunity for a lot of teams to make some moves this offseason. I think there's a lot of teams on the bubble of being great. And I think, you know, especially like the Padres are going to be big sellers this offseason. So it'll be fun to cover. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us talk about baseball. We really appreciate it. And until next time, we'll see you.